Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Eddie C. joins us now, but let me read Eddie's billboard before I bring him in. The Eddie Coleman Report is brought to you by Interstate Batteries, every battery for every need. Eddie, welcome. How are you?
Good. How's Bar A?
Fine, Eddie. It's weather's held up pretty good. It's a little chilly today, but it's okay. It's usually 100 degrees when we're here, but it's nice. A big crowd. But I'm expecting there'd be, weather permitting, a big crowd. First of all, are we going to start on time there tonight? Is everything good weather-wise?
Yeah, I think so. I hope so. That's for sure. Last night was a long night, so yeah.
That was a lot of rain last night. It really was. But listen, everything breaks right now. In come the Braves, and this team continues this amazing run. I mean, a new guy every night. Everything bouncing right. I mean, the other day was perfect. Francona made a move that actually worked. He wanted Conforto to hit into a double play. He did hit into a double play, and the pitcher doesn't cover first base. Everything, and the Mets took advantage of it. You know, they get a little nubber for a base hit, and then they get the J.D. Davis at bat. And so no matter what they do right now, everything breaks right.
Everything has broken right. You know, last night, J.D., who is not exactly, a gold glover in the outfield wherever he plays, makes a stupendous catch out there, to help Syndergaard out. Keeping the game scoreless at the time. They go on, they get a big hit from Ramos, and everything's worked out right. You know, it's kind of amazing, Mike, that everybody had this team written off, and I guess maybe rightfully so, the way they were playing. But what was interesting to me is, and the manager was always very high in his club, we can do this, we'll keep plugging away. But you expect the manager to do that. The interesting thing to me was in the clubhouse, when you talk to the players, I mean, to a man, sometimes you'd hear, even if everything's rosy, you'd hear, we don't have a snowball's chance in hell, to come out of this. But all these guys said, when our starting pitching kicks in, we're going to be a tough out. And that's exactly what's happened. They're a tough out right now.
What has been the most, what performance has been the most surprising to you in all these performances, Eddie?
Wow. Well, it's hard. I mean, you have to put Davis up there simply because I don't think anybody knew he could be this much, have this much impact, and also help out a lot of other guys on the team, too, for a young player who's, basically kind of cutting his teeth this year in the big leagues. I mean, he's had that much of an impact. I have to say the reemergence of Lagares has almost stunned me. I mean, I thought this guy was just going to kind of play out the string here and end his contract with the Mets. He's had a rebirth offensively, and to me, he's back to the old Lagares defensively in center field. It's been stunning to me, the turnaround.
Ramos, that's true. Now, McNeil's how far from coming back?
Well, that's interesting. He's going to play tonight. He's going to play third base and some outfield. They have a doubleheader in Brooklyn, and he's going to play in one game, not both. He's going to play in one, third base, and they'll move him back to the outfield. They want to see how he's moving around. He's eligible to come off tomorrow. My guess is that if they continue to play well and maybe win tonight, they have an off day Monday. They could hold him until, say, Tuesday, and give him extra rest and have him real ready for the stretch run and not worry about that hamstring at all. They may bring him back over the weekend, Mike, and he's eligible tomorrow, but I think they're going to try to be careful with him if they can.
Well, let me ask you the question now. Here it is.
Yeah.
McNeil comes back.
Right.
Does he play A, right field, and Conforto goes to center, Lagares sits? Does he play second and Panic sits? Does he play third and Frazier sits, or does he play all of the above?
I think he plays all of the above. You may have hit it on the last one because Mickey said that today. Now, he may be couching it a little bit, but he did say he'd probably play some third base, some second base, and some outfield. He didn't specify where. You can probably figure out where because I think Davis is going to be a fixture in left field the way he's playing.
He's got to play every day, but here's the thing. They like Frazier's leadership, but will yes. but his bat hasn't been great. Are they going to put him on the bench and put McNeil at third?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think you may be leaning that way, and I'll tell you why. Because Lowry is, and here's another guy I didn't expect to see this year, but he is going to play in the field tomorrow. I think that's the first time he's played in the field. He's been DHing, but he's going to play second
with he could play second with Panic, right?
Yeah, he could play second with Panic.
Now let me ask the other question: is Cano possible to come back, or we don't expect him back?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Cano is interesting because he ran yesterday. He took grounders at second base, and he hit as well, too. So I've been amazed that I didn't expect to see him probably till the end of the month at best. But, you know, I think he's determined to get back here before the end of the
month. And he's going to play every day when he comes back, Ed. You know
he probably will.
He will. He'll demand it. You know that. He'll play every day. They won't sit him. You know that.
Yeah, he played, you know, if he's there and he's eligible and ready to play, they're going to play him because he played every day when,
he wasn't hit. And his OPS after the All-Star break was 900.
Yeah. No, he played. I mean, he was hot when he left. I think he was 9 for 15 when the hamstring tore. But
and they're going to play him because he's a leader on that team. They're going to play him. So, I tell you, all of a sudden there's going to be a logjam there. And McNeil's got to play. The question is, they could put Conforto back in center, but Lagares has earned some playing time. It's going to be interesting to see. All of a sudden they're going to have a strong bench.
They're going to have a very strong bench. I think, you know, and believe me, it's not going to be easy for Mickey to do. But, you know, I mean, you brought up the point about Frazier, and he's not hitting right now. But I'll tell you what, overall this year, I think he's been pretty clutch with runners in scoring position. He has been up and down, but that's Frazier. But he's been terrific, I think, for the most part, defensively all year.
No, he's been good, and
they don't want to lose him. You're going to have to juggle some people, and, you know, you might not play as much as you want to, but I don't think they want to lose any of these guys. And all of these guys have contributed. So I'm not saying it's easy, and you're probably going to roll with a hot hand, but it's going to be difficult if all these guys come back and they keep contributing the way they have.
Will Stroman make a start on Tuesday against the Cubs?
I think so, yeah. I think he will. He wants to. I think he feels pretty good that he'll be out there. I think part of it is true that he feels he hasn't shown his best thus far, and he probably hasn't in the four starts that he's had. They've won all four starts, but, you know, he hasn't been locked down solid the entire time, and he only went four the last time. So I think he's healthy enough. I think he wants to get out there, and I think he will get out there on Tuesday.
All right, Eddie. Listen, we'll chat. We have more time, in days to come. Thank you very much. And I tell you, it's amazing what's going on there. It really is. It's unbelievable what's going on. They're fun to watch. They really are.
Mike, see you later.
Thank you, Eddie, very much.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.